Our pregame coverage continues here from Purdue Stadium. Game one tonight between the Shorebirds and the Lynchburg Hillcats. I'm joined by the manager, Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. Felipe, you guys back at home, start a new month tonight. And tough series in Kannapolis, but you guys were in just about every one of those games, some early deficits you couldn't overcome. But ultimately, you were right there in a lot of those contests. So what would you say about the last weeks of games you just had?
First of all, thanks for having me again. Tough week in terms of game results, but I think we did actually play some good ball. I mean, we're going into pretty much last month of the season, last 6 weeks, and there's wear and tear, but I still think that at the end, we continue to finishing the year with consistent defense and obviously consistent pitching.
Both pitching and defense are pretty good for you guys in the last series. And you mentioned getting a little dinged up here. You saw some nice guys step up. Luis Gonzalez, Arison Plasencia played just about every day last week, and you saw good things from both of them with the regular playing time. But what do you make of the way they kind of stepped in and did some good things for you?
Very happy for those guys. I know in Luis' case, he's been around most of the season, and he's gone through a lot of ups and downs. And, I mean, playing time is kind of not probably what we want for a young kid like that, but obviously getting a chance to play a little more last week and see some results, very happy for him. And then Plasencia is a guy who's been around and moving up down the system a little bit the last couple of years, to have him play a little more also, good thing for him to, gather the at-bats and see some results as well.
I want to follow up with Luis real quick. And you mentioned it, not maybe the season he's been looking for since he's gotten here, but the best thing you can do with a guy like that is just give him those regular playing time, the reps, and they come along. And you saw some good power swings, I think, last week. He hit a home run, was nearly had another one on Saturday. But ultimately, it seems like things are slowly starting to come together for him, especially at the plate.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And not only offensively, but also defensively, I think he's gone a long ways, and I mean, like you just mentioned, and like I said a little while ago, like being able to get more reps, and more game reps, definitely helps, because he's a guy that he's putting up the work, offensively and defensively, and to see that there's results coming, there's some progress, and now he's been able to play a little more and being able to show, we're heading in the right direction, very encouraging.
Now, we normally talk about this kind of thing at the end, but a guy very significantly got promoted earlier today. Samuel Bissau moved up to Aberdeen, and it kind of came at a good time for him. Turns 19 later this week, so he gets to move up to the high A club. But ultimately, we've said a lot about Bissau this year, but to see him get the call up to the next level right now, what does that mean for you to see the way he's gone up?
Well, with Samuel, it's a matter of time. Probably one of the best players in the league. Young, mostly, that's why we kept him here so long, because I think he proved he was ready to move up to the next level a while ago. But young kid, I mean... I know he'll go through some growing pains as he move up, and that's part of the process, and we're expecting that. But I'm happy for him. He's a guy that works really, really hard. He's very demanding on himself, and I know he the timing is pretty good going into last month and a half of the season. Him turning 19 later. Now he's going to have a lot of familiar faces with guys that he's already played with. So timing is perfect, and I see him, handling the jump and having success there.
Talk with the manager, Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. A couple more things for you, Felipe, just to follow up on that one more time. As an 18-year-old kid, it's important to kind of emphasize being patient with a kid like that, because he's still very, very young playing at this level. But I think it's also, worth noting, like you said, he's up there. A lot of guys he knows, including Creed Williams, who started the season here, who still played pretty well. So, I mean, in terms of a battery mate working with him going forward the rest of the year, that's going to be pretty nice for him.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And that's why I want to emphasize, there's a lot of familiar phrases there. Being able to chair, catching duties with Creed, who's a guy that we had here last year, almost the entire season, and went through his growing pains, and he came this year and had success, and then he's there. To have him pair up again, I think it's only going to be beneficial for Sam, and yeah, I have no doubt that he'll adapt and he'll continue his development.
And to take his spot on the roster for the time being, Mavis Valoria joins the club, and he's actually a guy who's played in the big leagues a handful of times. He was on Cleveland's opening day roster this year. So to have a guy like that for however long it is, how important is it to have a big leaguer like that in your clubhouse?
I mean, glad to have him. I know he had visa issues, and that's why we couldn't get him earlier. So to have a guy right after we replace a guy like Pasayo on the roster, to have him and his presence and to help out with our young, very young pitching staff, definitely help going into the last portion of the season. Definitely, a big deal for us.
Felipe, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Felipe Rojas Salud Jr., the manager for the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll take a break and come back with Lamps after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.